Good morning. I'm Anna Kolash.
I'm Amy Dahlhauser.
And I'm Kristen Birdie. Happy New Year from the Fairfax. Thanks for joining us for all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Intramural basketball is about to begin. Intramurals involve more competitors than any real sport, and they include some of the toughest fought games around. This year, the team to beat is proudly captained by Tyler Lollier. His teammates include Brandon, Billy, and Andrew Schiltz, as well as Daniel Gilhaus, Luke Eichen, and Eric Bowman. Another top team has captain Jason Redding, together with Chuck Tilchus, Sean Vasky, Victor Birdie, Thomas Bradley, Alex Matthews, Joseph Skilling, and Rebecca Richter.
A third intramural team includes seniors Jake Rosenmeyer, Travis Cruz, Kevin Lubenthal, Zach Zittridge, Alex Hamilton, Michael Hellman, Drew McGill, and Michael Fockler. Also in the competition are Philip Dietrich, Sam Evers, Austin Sauls, Corey Weider, Matthew Fockler, Jeannie McCall, Rachel Birdie, and Andrea Altman. There's an all-girls team that features Ashley Bodie, Kelsey Ray, Sarah Matthews, Jessica Springer, Abby Redding, Nicole Mergen, Kristen Birdie, Miranda Gish, and Sydney McNerney. The final student team includes Dylan Walker, Jonathan Birdie, Connor Garman, Andrew Eden, Jake Hamilton, and Michael Frieders.
There's also a faculty intramural team this year. All the teams will play a round robin, with the action taking place Sunday afternoons throughout the winter. Varsity basketball players serve as the referees. Playoffs will be in March, and everyone will be hoping for the championship and for slots on the coveted all-intramural team. Good luck to all the intramural basketball players.
Speech rehearsals are well underway. This year, coaches Mary McCall and David Burrow are working with 16 different large group entries. Speech students will be performing the one-act play, The Last Touchy-Feely Drama, on the American stage, and the Reader's Theater, What Are We Going to Do with Mama? There are three acting ensembles. Men are from Milwaukee and women are from Phoenix, A Beautiful Friendship, and The Diary of Adam and Eve. Mime groups will present Adventures in Babysitting, The Unstudy Group, and The Horrible Blind Date.
There are two varsity and one freshman group in improvisation. In musical theater, different groups will perform selections from Jesus Christ Superstar, Sweeney Todd, and The Sound of Music. The JV Reader's Theater is called Flag Girls. Something new this year is the short film category, where a Garrigan group will be producing a horror flick. District Large Group Contest will be Saturday, January 22nd at Lorenz. Best wishes speech.
Last month, the school board that oversees Garrigan and Seton made an important decision for next year. Starting in August, the 7th and 8th graders will be in the Garrigan building rather than at Seton. The middle schoolers will have their own wing at the north end of the school, and their classes will be completely separate from the high school. Three Garrigan teachers will be moving to different rooms as a part of the change, and there will be several other renovations taking place over the coming summer. We'll keep you updated on the progress on future shows.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Joel Redding and Logan Smith. Here to tell you about them are Becca Malsbury and Michael Hellman.
Joel Redding is a Whittemore native who is proud to have been on the Golden Bear football team all through high school. He's also out for track, and he helps maintain the school website. When he's not at Garrigan, he keeps busy helping out on the family farm. Joel plans to attend Hawkeye Community College next year, where he'll major in agribusiness. Good luck, Joel!
Logan Smith is also a four-year football player, and he's also part of the Golden Bear golf team. He's active in Christian Leadership in Action and has spent several semesters working on the school website. Logan works at Spring Valley Golf Course and at Emerald Restaurant in Algona. He'll also be at Hawkeye next year, where he wants to study either business or horticulture. We wish both Logan and Joel all the best in the future.
Thanks, Michael and Becca. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, Alex Hamilton, Becky Jennings, and Grace Style are at Honor Band today in Fort Dodge. Then tomorrow, intramural basketball begins. Tuesday, the Bears host Fort Dodge St. Edmund. The baseball and softball teams will be serving a dinner at the games.
Semester tests begin on Wednesday, and we'll have a special schedule with open campus when we don't have exams. Wednesday, the seniors will go to Pizza Ranch as their reward for being the top team in last fall's magazine drive.
Note that there is school at Garrigan and Seton all next week, even though the Algona Public Schools are off at the end of the week. Thursday, the sophomores will enjoy Subway Party subs as their magazine reward.
Friday night, the basketball Bears face Webster City. Finally, next Saturday, the Quiz Bowl team will be playing in a tournament at Sioux Central. Also that day, the math team is in action at Iowa Falls.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.